last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Starting with the story that the Irish Times had today, Harry McGee in the Irish Times, about the cost of one recent deportation flight where 42 men, women and children were returned to South Africa. It cost €903,000 to charter the flight. €38,000 was spent for having human rights observers and medical personnel on board. There were also 84 Gardaí on the flight. Apparently, there has to be two Gardaí for every one returnee on the flight. These are all figures provided by the Department of Justice to the Public Accounts Committee. Apparently, the figures for the Garda pay, overtime and expenses were not included, and therefore it's believed the final cost was almost €1 million. In a moment, we'll hear from the leader of Aintu, Padraig Tobin, but Seamus McGrath, Fianna Fáil TD, a member of the Public Accounts Committee. Does this near €1 million spend represent value for money?
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt. Look, it is a very high figure, and that's exactly why the Public Accounts Committee sought this information and contacted the Department of Justice to try and bottom out exactly the costs of these deportation flights. And as you know, we got information in relation to 10 deportation flights between 25 and 26. So it does cost significant amount of money. I suppose it doesn't include the Garda costs, as you rightly pointed out, because that comes under a different vote in terms of an Garda Síochána. But in relation to the Department of Justice and the costs involved in chartering flights, in relation to commercial flights, and in relation to associated expenses such as medical personnel, interpreters and so on, it does add up. There's no question about it. And as I say, that's exactly why the Public Accounts Committee probed this information and sought to get this information. It is important, I suppose, to put it in context, Matt. There were over 4,700 deportations orders signed in 2025. That's a very high number. It's 96% up on the previous year, for example. So we are seeing a Minister for Justice now who is ensuring that anybody who does not have an entitlement to stay in the state is deported. And in many cases, this is done on a voluntary basis. People will return voluntarily. But when they will not do that, after repeated attempts, unfortunately, we do have to go down the road of deportation, and we do have to go down the road of escorting those people back to their home country. And there is a cost involved in that. But as you know, as a country, we have spent over $1.2 billion last year in the overall accommodation provision for international protection seekers. So this is costly, but deportation has to be a key part of the system. When someone does not have an entitlement to stay in this country, as I say, the system must move to ensure that they are removed from the state.
Okay, 377 people have been returned to their original countries since February 2025 across 10 deportation flights at a cost of €3.9 million. Does that not seem like an enormous amount of money? Well, irrespective of the other money being spent on hosting people in this country, could it not be done more cheaply?
Well, look, that's what we are asking as a Public Accounts Committee. I think this will always come at a high cost because there are issues here that simply cannot be avoided. These are individuals who are not cooperating, for example, with their deportation order. So in that sense, they do have to have enforced deportation. There are security risks. There are concerns there around certain individuals in terms of criminal activity and so on like that. So An Garda Síochána are best placed to judge in terms of the security risk for a given flight. And that is a matter for the Gardaí in terms of how many Gardaí need to accompany deportees or returnees on a given flight. And that's something that the commissioner has to make a judgment on. But look, I think all these things need to be kept under review. Obviously, we need to ensure that we get value for money here. As a member of the Public Accounts Committee, that is what I am about. I firmly believe that deportations are important. They're essential as part of an international protection system. But also we need to do so in a way that gives us value for money. And that's what we are about here. But it does have to be pointed out as well, Matt, that we are able to reclaim some of this from the European Union. So under the EU Asylum Migration and Integration Fund, we are able to reclaim up to 75% of the cost. So this isn't all coming out of the Irish taxpayer. We are able to claim, as I say, up to 75% of this from EU sources.
Padraig Tobin, as leader of Aintu, for your party and few, does it matter how much it costs to send people home as long as they're sent home and doesn't add to the €1 billion per annum plus bill that we have?
Yeah, there's two elements here. It always matters how much we pay for things. The government paid €24,000 per person on that flight, which is an incredible amount of money. And, you know, a quick tot of how much a flight would normally cost to South Africa, it would normally cost about 200,000 to 300,000 euros. So the government is charging, before you take the Gardaí into consideration, it's getting charged at least three times the going rate for a flight in this regards. And, you know, with 42 passengers, two Gardaí per passenger does seem like an enormous number of Gardaí. And I would like to know, what is the threat of violence or risk? Has there been violence on other flights, for example, in relation to that decision-making? But the second point here is this. We are paying 1.2 billion euros for accommodation in terms of asylum. And the reason we're paying so much, in part, is that this country is seen as the path of least resistance for many people in the asylum process. A large portion of asylum seekers are actually fleeing war and violence, but a large portion are not and are economic migrants. And they're making a rational decision to come to a country that has not historically implemented the law strictly. In this, we have a record of a person can come to this country, wait for 2 years for their decision to be made. If they fail, 2 years later they can appeal. If that fails, 2 years later they can go for a judicial review. If that fails, then they can spend many years in this country after getting a deportation order. And still the vast majority of deportation orders are voluntary, i.e. there's no exit checks at the borders to prove that many of these people have left. So if you have a regime like that, it sends out an international message, come to Ireland, and you can spend 6, 7, 8 years here before you'll be asked to leave. And that means that we have a pull factor which increases the numbers, which increases the costs in the long run.
But does this pattern not seem very like the very controversial method that they were using in Britain during the last Tory government, you know, flights to Rwanda, getting people out of the country? Is there not a performative element on the part of the Irish government here in that it becomes known that we're flying people out, so it looks like we're doing something to get tough on immigration?
I think that there is a performative element to this, because if you look at the amount of enforced deportations, it's still a tiny minority of the total deportations that are happening. The vast majority are still, so last year, for example, 185 enforced deportations, voluntary deportations, 1,616. And remember, like, all we want is a watertight system. We want to help those who are actually fleeing war and violence, but we need a process that if you come to this country and you fail because you're an economic migrant using the IPAS system, you have to know that at the end of that failure, you'll be returned home. And then you have a system that works, that adds to the cohesion in the country. People feel then that they're living in a society which is taking the rules seriously, and that gives people confidence about the system. And that's a positive thing for everybody. So, you know, over the last number of years, the government have been so lax in terms of the system. Ireland has been known as a soft touch in terms of these migration systems. And as a result, we're paying through the nose at over €1 billion a year for accommodation, not to mention all the other ancillary costs that go with it.
Seamus Moyar, why does this have to be a Garda issue? Isn't that something that perhaps the army could do, and using army aircraft?
Can I just pick up on a point Pater made there? Look, he's analysing, I suppose, what he would see as the international protection system, but many of the points he is making refers to our system a number of years ago. There has been significant improvements in terms of our system, in terms of tightening up on the rules, introducing a much stronger rules-based approach. This idea that people can stay here forever, appealing cases and so on, that has changed dramatically under the Migration and EU Pact, for example. There are significantly tighter rules there now, and I believe we will see much faster processing of applications, for example, and much faster deportations when people are not entitled to stay here. And we're already seeing the evidence of that, Matt. There already has been a significant drop in the number of international protection seekers in recent weeks as a result of Ireland signing into that pact. So I think what he has described there is a number of years old as a story. And I do think it's important to be straight in terms of what the position is right now. We have seen, as I say, very, very important reforms to the system under Minister Minister Jim O'Callaghan.
And what about the question I asked you about using the army to maybe reduce costs?
And we need to continue to see that. So look, there are security risks involved in deportations. As I say, these are individuals who are not cooperating with the state. They are individuals who do not have an entitlement to stay here. They do not have a right to stay here. And we have an obligation to ensure that they are removed from the state. And look, the security risk is something that the An Garda Síochána have primary responsibility for, and they take that very seriously. And we will have An Garda Síochána before us in the Public Accounts Committee, and we will be asking them questions in relation to this in terms of the risk assessments that are carried out and what kind of genuine risks there are there. None of us want to see a scenario where there are too many guards on a flight over and above what is necessary. Of course we don't. But we also have to ensure that something doesn't happen. I mean, let's think of the unthinkable here, and something happens on one of these flights, a guard is seriously injured, for example, then the government would have to answer questions in terms of what kind of precautions they took, for example. So we have to be balanced in this debate. It is about ensuring there is adequate risk assessment carried out and that we provide adequate security to ensure the safety for everybody on board, the other deportees, as well as the medical personnel involved, as well as interpreters, human rights representatives and so on. We have to ensure that everybody is safe. But ultimately, going back to my original point, deportation is a core element of international protection system that works efficiently, and that's what Minister Jim O'Callaghan is determined to ensure happens in this country.
We leave it there. Thank you, Seamus McGrath, Fianna Fáil, Padraig Tobin of N2.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.